She's a meditation class in there. We got a couple minutes. We do it, usually have a couple of last minute arrivals. Those Finn shoes? Are those Finn's? Okay, you can close it up. Okay. Morning, everybody. We are back from the sunny shores of Florida.
Welcome back.
So it was nice to see all the snow was melted. Hope you guys are doing well. We've got a couple more weeks, it looks like, on this book, the Book of Mastery, and then we will be switching over to the Book of Innocence. So just kind of be prepared for that if you want a book or need a book. And by the way, if you want or need a book and cannot afford it for any other reason, let me know by email and I'll make sure I get you a copy. I know some of you are perfectly content doing whatever it is you're doing without a book, and that's okay too. So let me begin this morning on page 356. I know that's a bit of an overlap, but since we missed last Sunday, it might be okay to review that lesson a little bit.
Page again.
356.
Okay.
That look right?
Yeah.
Okay. We will all decide, each and every one of us, to come forward to claim the kingdom that is here. And we will share in the bounty of the light that is brought forth through this decree. We are here, we are here, we are here. And we are grateful you are here. We are grateful we are here. You have been chosen, you see, through your own intention to be liberated. So, as much as we might complain about the times we are in, we have actually chosen these times to be present to. We chose to be born, to be incarnated in this particular moment in time, in this particular crisis point, if you want to call it that. So it's not a mistake, not something wrong with us, not something wrong with the decision we made. We're here because it's perfectly fine that we are here and we have chosen to be here at this particular time in this particular space. And so the question is, for many of us, for me included, what's my lesson here? What is the world teaching me? What do I need to learn from the world? What do I need to let go of? What do I need to transform? What do I need to release? You have been chosen, you see, through your own intention to be liberated. You have agreed through your own recognition of your divinity to welcome others, all others, actually. And you have decided through the lives you will now be led to be an emissary of the truth. Underline the word truth. You are the truth and the way and the light. All men are, as they know themselves in their truth. That's an interesting turn of phrase. As they know they are, as they know themselves in their truth. So even those we might object to, even those we might have problems with, they do know the truth. They are the truth and the way and the light, as much as they know themselves in their truth. And I'm not here to make a judgment about where somebody else is at. That's another thing we might take a look at sometime or another, is that there's a sense of perfection in where we are in our moment, this moment in history, in this moment in our lifetime. It is perfect just the way it is. And at the same time, in its perfection, we are being asked to open ourselves more and more and more to the truth of who we are.
I'm sorry, Jerry, what page are we on?
356.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Never once for a moment believe that we speak of the small self in this way. The small self cannot comprehend these words, so don't try to understand it with your thinking mind, because you can't. Doesn't work that way. To be the way means to be holding the vibration of the divine light as an emissary who will challenge the darkness by her very presence. That's a great line. Will challenge the darkness by her very presence. It was an old Peanuts cartoon where Linus is saying to Lucy, "It is better to light one little candle than to curse the darkness." And the next panel has Lucy going like this, "You stupid darkness." That's me. To be the way means to be holding the vibration of divine light as an emissary who will challenge the darkness by our very presence. To be the truth is the resounding song of your vibration, lifted to fullness in vibration of love, the truth of who you are, I am, I am, I am. The light is here as you say yes and agree to be the one who has come for the benefit of all. So the light is here for you and for me. As much as I am willing to hold that truth for everyone and everything. The light is here for each one of us, as much as I am willing to hold the truth of who I am and who you are. But if I leave one person out of the loop, even a little bit, even for a moment, it doesn't work anymore. When I was putting on today's sermon together, by the way, I'm going to have to leave a little bit early. But this thought flashed in my mind. Obviously, it was a gift from the universe because it wasn't something I thought about consciously. But it said this: don't watch the news unless you are willing to see it in love and forgiveness. I went, that's bigger than what I could comprehend.
That puts me
Don't
out.
watch the news unless you can watch it with love and forgiveness.
Jerry.
Yes, John.
So that reminds me of now I've forgotten who it was. It was a guy who Ho'oponopono. and the guy who had founded that whole movement. And he was asked why he watched television in his room when he was watching the news. And he said, well, because I have to use Ho'oponopono when I see that. I have to forgive. And I'm just going to drop this out there. This is, I am aware of someone who has been in this country since she was 2 years old. She's now in her late 60s. She has paid over $1 million in taxes, and she is suffering with heart problems and what have you, has been in and out of the hospital the last couple months. And now she has, because she never got her citizenship, she has a permanent green card. She, the other night, ICE was knocking at her door. She didn't open it and they went away. But she knows nothing about Mexico or anything else. She would, and it just, people like that don't deserve what's going on. She doesn't know what she's going to do. She's working with an attorney to try to get her citizenship. She was actually scheduled to get her citizenship next week. I'm sorry, next month with a judge. And she did that because she was acting in fear. But, you know, it is just, we get challenged. I have found that this week I have been moved to pray for certain politicians who I completely disagree with, and pray for their well-being, whatever that means. But we're going through some trying times. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, John. I also share that concern with all the people who have been working for the government, whose jobs have gotten cut loose, or they don't know whether they have one or not. They don't know what's supposed to do. And the confusion, and I mean, this is not just the confusion of one person. This is some people's families are in jeopardy. Their lives are in jeopardy. Their jobs are in jeopardy. Their house is in jeopardy. So I guess I have a choice to feed into the outrage, to feed into the confusion, to reinforce the confusion and the chaos, or to be willing, first of all, to pray for those who are in need, but also be willing that I might see this differently. My prayer so often in these days and other days, but these especially, Lord, that I may see. Let me see beyond the chaos, beyond the fear, beyond the anger, beyond the vengeance, beyond the retribution. So if I can't see that myself right now, which I can't sometimes, quite often as a matter of fact, I pray that I be able to. How can I see this differently? How can I find the peace here? How can I find the love here? How can I find the compassion here? How can I heal? Because again, here's that famous metaphysical maxim. If I see it out there, it's happening in here. So how do I heal my own chaos? How do I heal my own fear? How do I heal my own need for judgment or retribution? And I might have to keep asking that and asking that and asking that and asking that. Because the moment is not going to be here 6 months from now or 6 weeks from now or tomorrow. I am asking that question and I'm opening myself up to an answer to that question right now in this moment. Not 5 minutes from now, but right now. How can I heal? And maybe what we're doing right now is one of the ways we are healing. Wouldn't that be interesting? I'm contributing my openness, my neediness, my desire, my want I'm opening myself up to the truth of who I am in this moment. And when I open myself up to the truth of how I am in this moment, I'm opening myself up to the truth of seeing you in your truth. In your truth, as it's said here so well. Find that. You have agreed through your own recognition of your divinity to welcome others. And you have decided through the lives that you will now lead to be an emissary of the truth. So you welcome others to be the truth of who they are as well. I see you. Never once for a moment believe that we speak of the small self in this way. The small self cannot comprehend these words. To be the way means to be holding the vibration of divine light as an emissary who will challenge the darkness by our very presence. To be the truth is the resounding song of your vibration, lifted to fullness in vibration of love, the truth of who you are, I am, I am, I am. The light is here as you say yes and agree to be the one who has come for the benefit of all. And here is a passage that I find tremendously consoling. We are here with you now, walking beside you, honoring you as you say yes to the call you have answered. Each one of you has agreed to the challenge to challenge fear. Each one of you has agreed to deny it. And each one of you here has been lifted through a claim of freedom. Doesn't mean you're not going to get sucked back into fear occasionally, because we are. But we will know the truth of who you are a little bit more rapidly, a little bit more quickly, and maybe a little bit more gently. We know who you are. And as we say yes to your calling, we will offer you these words. There is no one among you who will be left. No one left behind. Can't be. There is no one among you who will be left. The big boat or the great vessel, the boat doesn't leave until everybody's on it. The door doesn't close until everybody is surrounded, filled with the oneness of the Father. There is no one among you who will be left. We assure you of this. Those of you who read these words, those of you who may hear this voice, those of you who agree to the counsel of the true self will be called forward in her might, in her glory, in her love, as she can and as she agrees. Lord, that I may see the might, the glory, and the love that is available to me in this moment and is available to all beings. We do not drag you. We make the way clear for you to step forward as you are, even as you perceive yourself to be. I might have shared this with you before, but you will recall that little poem about footprints in the sand. You know, about looking down, there's only one set of footprints, and Jesus said, "Well, that's when I was carrying you." Well, there's another one where there's these two parallel lines in the sand. And the guy says, "God, what's that all about?" And he said, "That's when I dragged you kicking and screaming." We're not going to drag you kicking and screaming. And you're not going to get there until you're ready to get there. There's no force involved here. If it takes this lifetime, if it takes five more lifetimes, if it takes 500 more lifetimes. Those of you who read these words, those of you who may hear this voice, those of you who agree to the counsel of the true self will be called forward in her might, in her glory, and in her love as she can and she agrees. We do not drag you. We make the way clear for you to step forward as you are. John the Baptist, in quoting Isaiah when he came out of the desert, said, I have come to make the crooked ways straight and the rough ways smooth, to make it easier for you to follow the path. In other words, I've gotten through this morphogenetic field that where you might have felt stuck in getting through, I have freed you from stickiness if you're willing to take that path. I am here to make the rough ways smooth and the crooked ways straight. The days of wondering why you were born have ended. What am I doing here? What did I choose this lifetime for? The days of crying out for aid have ended. Help me, help me, help me. And the days of being a fool in the denial of your own worth and the worth of your fellows is gone as well. The days of crying out for aid have ended. And the days of being a fool in the denial of your own worth, the worth of your fellows are gone as well. It's interesting. You can still do that if you want to. You can still deny your truth, and you can still deny your partner's or your fellow's truth. But it's not going to have the same weight it had before. It just doesn't work anymore. You stand before us today in honor. You stand before us today in beauty. And you stand before us today in our own awareness of your challenges, what you have known yourselves through and as. In other words, your past experience of who you are, who you think you are, is not part of your experience today. We escort you now to the peak of the mountain. We surround you each, one on each side, to assure your steps are being made in fullness and in safety. We are not going to let you fall. I got you. I got your front, got your back, got your right side, got your left side. And in the front, I am making the rough ways smooth and the crooked ways straight. And by the way, we've always been here. This is not something new we just decided to do this morning. We've always been here the same way, leading, guiding, not pushing, not forcing, but letting you move at your own pace, doing things at your own pace, the way you need to do them for yourself and those around you. I find this tremendously comforting. We surround you each, one on each side, to assure your steps are being made in fullness and in safety. We agree to you as you rise up to this peak that it is safe to be here. In fact, so safe that you would choose it over anything else. When Jesus came up to Mount Tabor with Peter, James, and John and did the thing called the Transfiguration, showing himself as a being of light, the only words Peter could speak for a moment were, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Thank you. I am behind you. I am in front of you. I am beside you. At the top of the mountain you stand on is a burning light and a vibrant light in its fullness that is the truth of all things. On this mountaintop is a bright light that holds the answers to all questions and knows its name, I am that I am. And as you step before it, you allow yourself to be consumed by it and go into union with the divine. We'll make that part of our meditation this morning. You are here, you are here, you are here. As you are, not as you perceive yourself to be, as you are, the truth of who you are. As you are, allow yourself to be received in union with the true light of Christ, the true I am, the the great I am, the one who knows, who is, and will always be. We support you now as you disengage from our watch and bring yourself into the freedom of God itself. You are here, you are here, you are here. The love that you hold now is within your heart, and it is the love of the Creator. The eyes that you see through are the eyes that see the light in all things, and you will always be so. And the heart that you have that beats inside you beats in the memory of your creation. I am here, I am here, I am here. You have never been separate from that truth. The wisdom you require to encounter yourself from this day forward is encoded in your vibration through this encounter, so you may never be in ignorance again of your own divine worth. So that you may never be in ignorance again of your own divine worth. So that you may never be in ignorance again of your own divine worth. And the light that you are willing to be witness as you claim it, I know who I am, what I am, how I serve. As we continue on this journey with you, in our future texts, we are going to teach you things that you could not know prior to this reunion with the light that you are. In other words, the reason why, did you ever have this happen to you? You read a book for more than once. You know, maybe A Course in Miracles or something like that. And you come across a paragraph or a sentence and you go, I don't remember that being there before. And the reason why you did not recognize that before is you did not have the life experience that connects with that truth yet. So when you read it again for the second time or the third time, the reason why it resonates with you is because you now have reached a point of understanding that wasn't there before. Wasn't that you missed it? It was just before they were words, they were nice words, but they were just words. We will teach you things that you could not know prior to this reunion with the light that you are, and prior to your engagement with the truth of all. The wisdom of the ages, you see, is ever present. It allows you entry and access as you understand your own true nature. Kingdom of Heaven is here. Kingdom of Heaven is at hand. Kingdom of Heaven is present to you right now in this moment. The Kingdom of Heaven is open to those with the mind and the heart of a child. It allows you entry and access as you understand your true nature. And you will be supported, we say, in your honor, in your freedom, in your worth, in your love, in your choice to be as you traverse the landscape you have now entered. You will be supported, we say, in your honor, in your freedom, in your worth, in your love, and in your choice to be as you traverse the landscape you have now entered. I think I'm going to do the rest of this in a meditative form. So you can put your stuff down for a moment. Get comfortable in your space. Close your eyes if you like. And just allow yourself to settle, soften. and open yourself up to the highest form of awareness that is given to you now in this moment. And that might come to you in words, might come to you in peacefulness, might come to you as a memory or a thought, might even come as a sense of openness, oneness, truth. And your mind might say, well, nothing's happening to me at all, and yet your heart knows it is. I know, I know, I know truth, who I am. Breathe deeply. I am, I am, I am. I am the light of the world. I am in a perfect time, perfect place, a perfect space to do the work that my soul has chosen this lifetime. I am becoming more and more aware of my divine truth. I find myself questioning that less and less. I recognize that I have a form, a physical body, an ego, a personality, all of which have been created as part of my vehicle here for learning the learning that I need to do here on planet Earth. It is all perfect. And even for those I dislike, even for those I disagree with, I hold them in the light and truth that they are. And I thank them for their perfection as teachers, as guides, as chosen messengers. Teach me what to heal, what to let go of, what to release. The evangelist Paul wrote in the book of Romans, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate you from the love of God. And if that's true for me and you, it's true for everyone and everything. Think of how frightened some of these beings are who are trying to control, micromanage this and this and this and this. Can I forgive them? And I pray that they might be open to the highest truth available to them in this moment. And when I pray for them that way, can I notice that my guts release? I'm no longer holding on to them or their actions with a tight fist. I am loving them in the most openness possible in this moment. The days of crying out for aid have ended. And the days of being a fool and the denial of your own worth and the worth of your fellows are gone as well. We surround each one of you on each side to assure your steps are being made in fullness and in safety. We agree to you as you rise up to this peak that is safe to be here. At the top of the mountain you stand on is a burning light, and a vibrant light in its fullness that is the truth of all things. Truth of all things and all beings. The answer to all questions knows its name. I am that I am. You are here, you are here, you are here. And as you are, allow yourself to be received in union with the true light of Christ, the true I am, the great I am, the one who knows, who is, and will always be. We support you now as you disengage from our watch and bring yourself, allow yourself to be wrapped and enfolded in the freedom of God itself. You are here, you are here, you are here. Deep breath. Continue to be open to the spaciousness that we have created through our love and compassion, where everyone and everything is welcome. Stretch a bit. And open your eyes when you're ready. Anybody have anything to add before we close this morning? Yeah, Laura.
Just wanted to, what came to me as we were doing that, and it's maybe a little sidebar. The gospel for today talks about seeing the splinter in somebody else's eye and us needing to take the plank out of our own eye. So it kind of reminds me of what's going on, that I really need to continue to take that out of myself. And what a great meditation. Thank you.
Thank you. Along with the message of love, which was obviously the most important lesson that Jesus was speaking of, secondary to that was non-judgment. And so he related that one little statement of you know, instead of saying, "Oh, brother, let me get the speck out of your eye. Get the log out of your own eye so you can get so you can see the speck in your brother's eye a little bit better." Or it might be even non-existent. And that also is true for judging ourselves. Because who else do we judge as harshly as we judge ourselves?
How many times do I have to forgive my brother?
How many times do I forgive my brother? Seven times, Peter said, sort of patting himself on the back. And Jesus said, "No, I tell you, 70 times seven," which was a mystical number, which meant you keep doing it until you don't have to do it anymore. And of course, the same question goes, how many times do I need to forgive myself? Again and again and again and again. Not out of judgment, but knowing that's the natural path of my small self-thinking. And I don't have to keep doing that. Or I keep doing it until I don't need to do it anymore. Thank you all for being here. I'm sorry I'm going to have to leave a little bit early, but I got a double duty today. I need to unpack some stuff. So we'll see you. Good to have you back again. Good to be back. We'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. Lots very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, I want to put up the chair. What did you guys call last week?